This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Governments across the world are imposing new restrictions on daily life as they try to stop the coronavirus from spreading. But the World Health Organization warned Monday that while social distancing is welcome and necessary, all countries must put more resources into making testing available. WHO head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
We have a simple message for all countries. Test, test, test. Test every suspected case. If they test positive, isolate them and find out who they have been in close contact with.
The United States, as well as many other Western countries, has been criticized for a lack of access to testing, even for those who seek it. The WHO head used test in another context, too.
The days, weeks, and months ahead will be a test of our resolve, a test of our trust in science, and a test of solidarity.
The Trump administration says a foreign disinformation campaign is trying to spread fear about the coronavirus in America. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
Federal officials say it's a deliberate attempt to unsettle a nation already on edge. They're not naming the entity they believe responsible for sowing fears of a nationwide quarantine. The National Security Council tweeted last night text messages claiming such a drastic step is coming are fake. Rumors about the government's virus response have been spreading for weeks. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker says he's had senior leaders in various fields ask about them. He's urging residents to find trusted sources of news, saying there's so much information out there, some legit and a lot just wild speculation.
You're listening to VOA News.